Hello, everyone. Hello. 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 Welcome to the first episode of the Sentinel PH Live, the first ever show in the Philippines talking about the topic of combating wokeness through reason, common sense, and faith. I'm Jay Aruga, host of the Jay Aruga Show, together with...
And I'm Anthony James Perez, author of The Man You're Meant to Be. So good evening sa lahat ng nanonood ngayon. And we promise we'll be having a good and live discussion this evening. We would love to know your thoughts, so please give us your likes and comments and share this live broadcast as well so that your friends and family will know about our show and our cause.
And speaking of our show, let's talk about bakit kami ni AJ, we decided towards a collaboration for the Sentinel PH, this show. AJ, bakit nga ba?
Yes, naalala ko the first time I watched Daily Wire. Sabi ko, sana merong ganitong klaseng show sa atin, no? Kasi napaka-informative, no? And it happens to be aligned with many of my values. So sabi ko, bakit walang ganitong klaseng palabas sa atin? And that was I think it was 2016 that when I first watched Daily Wire, or at least si Ben Shapiro. And right now I thank God, and I'm still in a state of unbelief that we're doing this ourselves, no? Katulad nga nung sinabi mo dun sa intro video natin a few days ago, our hope is we will be sort of like the Daily Wire dito sa Pilipinas, but of course with a very Filipino flavor. And so I really thank God that we're here, and you know, to be able to discuss our issues, especially with Philippine society, vis-a-vis yung wokeism.
Yeah, and same here. I've been dreaming of a Daily Wire kind of media here in the Philippines. Yung ang side ng story is from our values. Kasi when we look at the local news, yung mga pinapakita nila, although ito yung news, pero parang ang bida is yung kabilang side. And providentially, I was able to interview you on my podcast. And from there,
yes,
nagsimula na yung usapan. And the rest is history. We're hoping that the Sentinel PH would grow. Hopefully, maging isang company ito fostering our values.
Yes, and now, we cannot do that without the help of the Sentinel PH community. So we have live viewers today, and yung iba nagsabi na, I cannot make it to the live broadcast, but I will watch the replay. So I thank everyone, each and everyone na nanonood ngayon. We plan to make this a really big thing, and we cannot do it without your help.
Yes, and comment lang kayo kung ano yung pinag-usapan namin dito sa episode. If you have thoughts as well, put your comments and we'll try to read them as much as we can, yung mga comments nyo at the end of the show. So let's get right down to it, AJ.
Yes.
Ano ang topic natin ngayon? Sige.
Well,
let's get to the heart of the matter. Go ahead.
Yes. The reason why the Sentinel PH exists is because ang sabi nga natin, 'di ba, we have this thing called wokeism, or yung pagiging woke. Maaring hindi siya naiintindihan ng marami sa atin sa lipunan ng Pilipinas. Maaring ang sinasabi ng iba ay fad lang naman 'yan, no? Pero it's born out of, yun na nga, hindi naiintindihan ng mga tao. Ang usually na nagsasabing woke sila ay yung mga kabataan. And we will get into that later. But first, let us define muna kung ano yung woke, no? Pakibasa, bro.
Yes.
Mas maayos yung mata mo sa akin.
Woke is an adjective, slang. Sabi dito, to have or be marked by an active awareness of systemic injustices and prejudices, especially those related to civil and human rights.
So, ano masasabi mo dyan, bro?
Yeah. Ano ba itong mga injustices na to? Sabi nila, mga leftist. From my perspective, this is leftist ideology, like racial justice, LGBTQ ideology, and justice.
Feminism,
gender theory. Sama natin yung climate. And yung favorite mo, yung fat
acceptance. Favorite ko yan dahil ano eh, it first coined as body positivity. No, dapat maging positive tayo sa katawan natin. Tapos it devolved into fat acceptance. Yung makikita mo yung mga matataba, yung mga very obese, they're saying, I'm beautiful, I am healthy, no? And nothing against fat people, no? Pero dapat maging healthy tayo eh. And to push the vanity, just to excuse the morbidly obese state of your body, hindi siya maganda. So
yeah,
pet peeve ko talaga. And you know, again, I'm not discriminating, medyo chubby din ako ngayon, so we all have
member ka pala ng community kung ganun. Anyway, minamak tayo ng far left dahil hindi daw natin ma-define yung woke minsan, di ba? The same way na hindi nila ma-define yung women, but that's not true, di ba? Because maadaling i-define ang pagiging woke. I got my definition from the Babylon Bee's Guide to Wokeness. And sabi dito, being woke means waking up to the cause. Ano yung cause na yon? Yun yung mga binanggit natin kanina. Yung mga far left, radical, and probably Marxist cause you can think of. And once naging woke ka, magiging iba na ang pananaw mo sa mundo. Once maging woke ka, magkakaroon ka ng sudden realization na pagkapangit-pangit pala ng mundong ating tinitirhan. And once being aware ka sa wokeness mo, you'll never be the same. You'll never stop telling your friends about your beliefs. Pero seriously, I invited 3 guests sa The J. Aruga Show. Isa ka doon, AJ, who defined wokeness. I'll just answer one of the guests' response. Si Noel Mering, sabi niya, ang most innocuous way to describe wokeness is ito yung may universal agreement, even the sa mga woke people themselves. It is to become awakened or alert and attuned to the layers of oppression in the society. So yun daw.
Bigat na lang. Hindi lang with the presence of oppression, may layers pa pala.
Oo, may iba't ibang layers. How about you, AJ? What are your...
Well, ang definition ko is, well, shout out dito kay Lorenzo. No? He says, the prophet is a watchman. Wow, that's very deep. May this program be a beacon of light in these dark and insane times. So thank you, Lorenzo. Ang definition ko is, nilagay ko dito sa ating book, promote ko na rin, no? The Man You're Meant to Be. Ayan. Ang definition ko is, it's the pursuit of social justice without recourse to the gospel. Kasi ang nangyayari, people tend to pursue social justice nang hindi naangkop sa gospel values and even sa Christian values natin, no? Very basic Christian values. And ang nangyayari kasi is they tend to fill their lives with the social justice cause. At ang tendency is yun nga, nawawala yung mercy part. And yung the whole reason kung bakit natin pinapursue yung justice, it's not because not just because we should end the oppression, it's because we should love God and love one another, no? Kaya there's this study that came out, dagdag ko lang, in 2020, Pew Research study, and recently in 2023 there's this Finnish study na psychology. Both said the same thing. Ang sabi nila is kapag mas may tendency kang maging woke, those who are woke are less happy, more prone to depression and anxiety. It's because nakikita nila ang daming injustice, whether real or not, whether exaggerated or not, pag-usapan natin mamaya. And wala sa puso nila ang seeds ng gospel. They only try to fill their hearts with social justice causes. And ika nga ni St. Augustine, my heart is restless. Our hearts will always be restless until it rests in God. And no matter how hard you push the social justice cause, you will be sad and depressed kapag wala ang Diyos sa'yo. And this is how I define wokeism, the pursuit of social justice without the the active participation, so-called active participation of the gospel in your life.
Yeah, ang ganda yung sinabi mo, AJ. And I remember yung sinabi ni Our Lady of Fatima. about the errors of Russia. Ito dadagdag ko naman galing sa isang na-interview ko si Bethany Mandel na cultural Marxism daw ang wokeness. Mm-hmm. And the reason na I mentioned Our Lady Fatima na errors of Russia is ito yung errors of Russia. Yung pagkalat ng Marxism. And nakatago siya sa feminism, sa gender ideology, at iba't ibang mga isms that you can think of.
Yes.
Which is, fundamentally, Marxism, in its core, is anti-family. Mm-hmm. And makikita natin ngayon sa culture ngayon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And sakto, yung ano, itong background ko. No? We're in Moscow. Medyo intended ko rin yan.
By the way, let's pray for Russia then right now.
Yes. Yes.
Na bomba siya.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep. After our definition, meron akong nakitang definition by Dr. Edward Fetzer. Siya ay isang American Catholic philosopher. Medyo ano, medyo harsh yung kanyang definition, but it's true, no? Let's examine that definition by Dr. Edward Fetzer. So I will read it this time.
Okay.
Wokeness is a paranoid, delusional, hyper-egalitarian mindset that tends to see the oppression, to see oppression and injustice where they do not exist, or greatly to exaggerate them where they do exist. Now, what can you say about that? Medyo bigat, you know?
Yung delusional is, paranoid delusional, medyo harsh, di ba? Parang,
yeah.
Ang harsh mo naman, Dr. Fetzer. Pero yung hyper-egalitarian, what does this mean? Ibig sabihin, the wanting for equality. Kasi yun yung hinahanap usually ng mga SJW, mga social justice warriors who are woke right now. Na gusto nila, everyone is equal. Which is, sadly, mahirap ma-achieve yan. Mahirap. We're all equal in the eyes of God. We have equal dignity. But physically, we have differences which kind of leads to different forms of inequality here on earth.
Yeah. Now, ang masasabi ko dyan is yung pagiging hyper-egalitarian nila, which when you say egalitarian, tama ka, when you say egalitarian, it means pushing for, you know, equality. Pero, you know, in their pursuit of making things super, super equal, no, equality for the woke is not enough anymore. They have to push equity. Ano yung equity? Ipo-push nila upwards, mas bibigyan nila ng priority yung sinasabi nilang mga oppressed people. Sino yung mga oppressed? Para sa kanila yung LGBT, mga babae, mga racial minorities, mga disabled people. So when they push for equity, and the more they push for equity, the more they're disregarding equality. For example lang bro, nag-apply tayo sa parehong company. We have the same skill set, parehong same attitude tayo. Pero ikaw, example lang bro, ikaw ay gay guy. And we
binubukin mo naman ako.
We both apply to the same company, and let's say that company is woke.
Mm-hmm.
Sino sa tingin mo ang ma-hire sa ating dalawa, provided na same skill sets tayo? And sabihin natin, mas angat ako ng konti. The woke company will almost always hire the perceived minority, which is yung LGBT, yung babae, no? Kasi nga, gusto nila equity. It's not anymore equality. So, and that's the irony there. Once you push for equal rights and you have that great push towards equity, you're not making things equal anymore. And yun naman ang sinasabi natin, yun din ang sinabi mo bro, na hindi lahat ng bagay dito sa mundong ito ay equal, no? Mas pogi ka sa akin, tanggap ko na yun, no? no, yung hindi tayo pareho ng skill sets. Marami inequalities dito sa mundo, and we're just being, you know, we're being realistic about it. Ang equal lang talaga sa atin is all of us have equal dignity in the eyes of God.
Right. Galing. Let's move to the next question, AJ. How about ngayon sa ating mga Pinoy? Do we believe that Filipinos are woke now?
Nako. Actually, makikita nyo naman sa ano, sa social media, no? If you're very active on social media, mapapansin nyo na rin yan, no? Na parang kakaiba sumagot itong mga millennials at Gen Z, no? Pero unbeknownst to many, merong there's this app called Hustle PH. Ang Hustle PH is an app where you can make money on the side. Now, how can you make money? Surveys, pwede kang sumagot ng surveys, pwede kang maging mystery shopper, pwede kang sumagot ng mga tanong tungkol sa purchase experience, you can give product reviews and all that. The company behind it is Agile Data Solutions, and they made the study among their users, 600 users. And it is said that 64% of Filipinos engaging in of their users are engaging in woke discussions, primarily to ignite conversations and awareness about social issues. So I don't know, I'm not a statistician, hindi ako mathematician, medyo vocal style sa mat nung hanggang ngayon pa naman, pero a valid question there is to ask whether the 64% of their users na woke, who self-identify as woke, reflect 64% of Filipinos sa na society natin na who are also identifying as woke. And I think, at least sa experience ko sa social media, that is true. How about you, bro?
Sa social media, definitely medyo madalas ka makita ng woke comments. But depende, dahil yung social media feed ko is medyo tailor fit right now sa akin. Pero when I go outside there sa sarili kong feed, doon ako nakakita ng mga comments which medyo para sa akin, parang hindi ba nila alam yung na narrative lang ito, for instance, that let's say women are paid lower than men. Diba? Yung inequality sa gender pay gap. Diba? So they're still running this narrative about the gender pay gap when it has been debunked na in many articles. So,
and FYI sa Philippines, dagdag ko lang, FYI sa Philippines, sinama ko to dito sa libro natin, The Man You're Meant to Be. The Philippines has the lowest gender pay gap in the world. At least nasa top tayo, or in Asia. So, congrats atin. We're not a perfect country, pero even if the gender pay gap exists, it's because of really valid reasons, dahil yun na nga, mas maraming tinatrabaho yung mga lalaki, mas mabigat yung kanilang trabaho, etc.
Go
so,
ahead.
Yeah, let's proceed kung ano yung kinainisan ko sa, isa sa kinainisan ko sa pagiging woke. 43% of these people who identify as woke engage in cancel culture. No, na-cancel ka na malamang, bro. What's your experience about it?
Well, sa Facebook, which is ngayon, medyo nahirapan tayong hindi ko lang kung ano yung problema dun sa The Sentinel PH page. We were not able to share this live stream sa page mismo. We need to share it from different pages. Facebook is a bit harsh dito. Especially YouTube din. Yeah. They demonetize kapag nakita sila ng mga keywords. And ang experience ko dito is kailangan we work around with their system. So, kaya nga minsan pag yung itatype yung word na schmatchmender, alam niyo na kung ano yun. Kailangan may mga iba't ibang mga characters para lang ma-type yun sa title.
Which, para sa akin, nakaka-ano siya eh. Nakaka-bubbles. Kasi parang, can we not discuss these things in a civil manner? Na kailangan you have to misspell pa the word para lang hindi ka either ma-demonetize or yung ma-shadow ban, kumbaga.
Yeah, yeah. And cancel culture, as you mentioned, ito, yung purest form ng cancel culture is looking at the sins of the past ng isang tao. And this is very unforgiving, yung cancel culture. Ang pinaka-unang nakita nating na-cancel is si Kevin Hart nung mag-host sana siya sa Oscars. Dinig up nila yung joke niya past from 8 years ago. Yes. May gay joke daw si Kevin Hart. And because of this gay joke, eh, na-cancel ang pag-host niya ng Oscars. So it's when a cancel mob tried to petition to remove you from work, or a company, ipipetition lang yung company na magsara because they didn't comply to this approved narrative of theirs, which is a far-left narrative.
Yun nga eh. So, nakakatakot din, no? Actually, before we started Sentinel PH, alam ko we will be exposed to a lot more people. Tinignan ko muna yung ano ko, yung mga social media ko, especially yung X, yung Twitter ko. And try to see kung ano yung mga tweets ko dati na ano. And I don't use Twitter that much anyway. Pero dun sila mahiling mag-dig up eh, yung mga past tweets mo. So, wala naman masyadong cancelable dun. As usual, I have strong opinions on many things. Pero at the same time, naramdaman ko rin yung takot na ano. For someone like me na, you know, I say a lot of things on social media, naramdaman ko rin yung takot, no? Anong klaseng pagka-woke ba yung ano, yung Pilipino? Bakit medyo nakakatakot din, no? Kasi baka isipin natin ang wokeness is limited lang naman sa mga Amerikano.
In my experience, I work in an American company. Marami dito mga young people, kaya lagi ko na experience din yung wokeness na dito sa Pilipinas. And pinupush na din sa company namin yung diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI na tinatawag. Sa newsletter namin, may mga celebration of inclusivity parate. So, from there, nakikita ko na yung mga tao is napapa-comply na rin. And usually, yung media na rin natin sa news are pushing this. Pati yung mga commercials, makikita mo, may mga iba't ibang mga pinupush na rin silang quote-unquote woke agenda. Sa DepEd din, I talked about this sa podcast ko before, especially sa school ng anak ko, which is a Catholic school. Meron doon sa curriculum nila, they're teaching yung mga iba't ibang letters ng LGBTQQIP2SAA. And some of these letters are still under discussion. Di pa naman siya pure fact, di ba? Kaya the thing na para sa akin parang tinuruan mo ng flat earther yung pagiging flat earther yung mga anak nyo. When you talk about let's say asexual, pansexual or kung ano pang sexual diyan, which are still under discussion.
Yeah, pero ano ah, according dun sa Agile Data Solution Study, surprisingly, akala ko LGBT issues ang ano, ang pinaka-top priority ng mga woke sa Pilipinas. Turns out it's women empowerment, which is, you know, another word for feminism. And ang nakakabahala para sa akin, 26% would like to see the setup of live-in relationships or cohabitation be more accepted in Philippine society. And almost 1/4 or 25%, 24% would say LGBTQ issues ang kanilang pinaglalaman online now. So this is the type of wokeness na ine-exhibit ng mga Pilipino. Yes, bro. You were saying?
Yeah. No. Gusto ko lang idagdag nga, gaya ng sinabi mo. If you're asking the question, how can wokeness affect Philippine society? Well, more broken families. Marxism is inherently anti-family, di ba? Ang analogy ko dito is, kasi sabi nila, parang ang dami na din namang naghihiwalay na ng mag-asawa. Ang analogy ko dito is, di ba sa NLEX, may speed limit tayo. Pag sinabi natin, dami na din naman ng mga nag-overspeeding, tanggalin na natin yung speed limit. So dito naman sa woke culture, parang tinanggal mo yung mga barriers, like we'll have more broken families. Hindi masyadong yes. nababanggit yung pag-push sa divorce sa wokeism, but I think it is a Marxist it. Yeah. ideology. It's part of it. Then yung pag-push ng SOGI bill, and siguro in the next few episodes, we'll talk about it more. How could it lead to the modern family? How can it lead to brokenness in the family structure in the Philippines? We'll talk about that more in the next few episodes.
Yeah. Ang para sa akin, ang pinaka-effect niya is damaged na ang relationship natin with the truth. Lalo pa yung, ano, lalo pang madadamage yan. And to the point that we don't know what is true anymore. Let's say, for example, tatanggapin na natin yung truth na pinupush ng wokeism, which is, you know, men can be women and women can be men. You know, right now, na ano, just to connect it, hindi na nga natin ma-process kung ano yung tama at mali sa resort na nilagay sa gitna ng Chocolate Hills or dun sa copyright na kanta na kinopya ng isang singer. Mm-hmm. Ang dami-dami nagde-defend ng mali ngayon dahil damage na nga as it is yung relationship natin sa truth. Wokeness will affect Philippine society in a way that we will no longer recognize what is true, and that will affect our churches, our faith in God, and as katulad ng sinabi mo, our families.
Ayun.
So we'll go to our next segment. Before we go to our next segment pala, let's read some of their our comments. Ang daming nag-comment sa atin, ano. So ayan, of course si Franz, napaka-sugid na follower natin. Of course they will end up sad and depressed because they feel offended by almost everything. Yes. What can you say? Yeah.
Yeah, I think may study nga ngayon that most woke people are suffering anxiety, depression. I think pinost mo ito sa page mo, AJ, and sa Sentinel PH page as well.
Yes, yes. The risk of overgeneralizing is woke in practically Marxism versus version 2.0. Pinag-usapan namin minsan ni Lorenzo ito eh. The Russians, the Soviets, were playing the long game. Big sabihin, they might have lost the Cold War, pero kita mo ang Amerika ngayon. It's collapsing under the weight of wokeism, which is, yun nga, Russia's errors, ang sabi ni Our Lady of Fatima. Mm. Yan. And gusto kong basahin yung isang comment ni Kurt Simon Cruz before tayo pumunta doon sa last segment natin. Ano? To defend bigotry is cancel culture. No, to tolerate such is a good way of educating people. No, yeah. So maraming salamat, Kurt.
Salamat sa panonood, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, how can you help fellow Catholics who doesn't even bow to your dogma? I wouldn't say bow. Kumbaga, dogma has this parang bad connotation. No? Kumbaga, para sa akin, ano eh, it's just a way of showing them how they would be fulfilled and happy in their lives by obeying God's will, which is encapsulated sa turo ng katesismo at ng simbahan. What can you say, bro? Just a quick word about it.
Well, sa lahat ng mga religions, actually, ang Catholic ang pinaka maluwag when it comes to...
Yeah. And you think so?
Hindi ko alam kung positive to or negative, because parang pagdating sa pwede nga tayo magsimba without even giving any money, di ba? Compared sa ibang evangelical religions, pwede ka magsimba nang hindi ka naghuhulog doon sa basket. Yung
ibang mga kulto.
to tell you honestly, kaya Catholic ang pinaka maluwag na religion, but it doesn't mean wala tayong mga responsibilidad. We need to fulfill our responsibilities and lahat ng mga sacraments. Yes. We need to pray, especially sa Holy Week. I'm not sure kung good thing yung pagiging maluwag ng Catholic or a bad thing, could be bad for your soul, but we respect yung will nung tao. We have free will, and we want na whenever you go to church, you get the sacraments. It's because of your love for God, and you willed it. So yung sapilitan, mm-hmm, medyo hindi thing sa Catholic Church. And sadly, maybe ito din yung reason kung bakit medyo hati ang Catholic Church ngayon, di ba? When we talk about the Pope, may two opposing views about the Pope. Kaya yes. Hindi ko, so, tingin ko hindi natin in-enforce strictly. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Siguro we'll talk about it some other time.
So yeah, we'll proceed to our last segment here. May video reactions lang kami tungkol dito sa mga nakikita namin sa TikTok or sa Facebook. Let's show the video.
If you were okay, a genie in a bottle, who would you like to serve as your master? If you were a genie in a bottle, who would you like to serve as your master?
Good evening, everyone. If I was a genie in a bottle, I would like to serve my mother as my master. Because all I can say about this question is, whatever who you are, where you're from, your skin color, your gender identity, just speak yourself. Find your voice, find your name by speaking yourself. Thank you.
Okay.
What can you say?
Aside sa obvious na ayokong i-shame yung pag-English niya, pero ang obvious dito is makikita natin na banggit niya yung gender identity. Skin color is fine. Pero dito nakikita natin na yung medyo may konting mga pasingit-singit na woke stuff na pumapasok sa kultura natin, and the mere fact ng pag-mention ng gender identity na a few years ago hindi masyadong binabanggit sa mga beauty pageants like this, may konting na inculturate na dito sa contestant na to ng beauty pageant. And by the way, AJ, when we talk about wokeism, maganda yung analogy ni Noel Mehring about sa Sixth Sense, which I shared sa The Sentinel PH page. Doon sa Sixth Sense, so because paubos na yung time natin, sabihin ko na lang na may tatlong klase ng woke people. Doon sa Sixth Sense kasi, doon sa last part ng movie, may pinoison na bata, ng isang mother na may Munchausen by proxy syndrome na disease, na thinking. Then yung tatay naman ng bata, hindi alam na pinopoison na pala niya yung anak by serving yung meal that was prepared by the mother. So when it comes to this woke ideology, may tatlong characters dun sa Sixth Sense. Yung bata, which is unknown victim, hindi niya alam na victimized na siya, bata, innocent victim. Then yung mother na may malicious intent. And then yung father na hindi alam na itong sineserve niya sa anak niya is poison na pala. Ganun din sa wokeism. May mga batang mag-aaral who are the victims of this. Then meron yung parang mother na may Munchausen by proxy. Sila yung tingin kong pinaka-offender dito sa woke ideology. And hindi natin alam kung sila yung intention nila. They might be the Marxists na tinutukoy natin noon who are foisting these values to the public. Then meron naman yung father na hindi nila alam. They might be advocates. Hindi nila alam na poison na pala yung finifeed nila sa publiko, pero finifeed nila out of ignorance sa mga bagay na ito. So we need to separate these three characters whenever we talk to people na tingin nating woke. Hindi natin dapat pinapackage sila as one size fits all na package. So just remember that. everyone. Yes. So medyo nalayo ko dun sa video. Go ahead. Balik tayo sa video.
Ang masabi ko lang is, ano, parang yan yung experience ko with a few seconds left that we have in our show. Masabi ko lang is, ganyan din naman yung experience ko when making dialogue or trying to make dialogue with people who identify as woke. Parang napaka-canned na nung answers nila. Parang, ito yung tanong, and then ipipilit yung sagot na natutunan lang nila out of ideology, and hindi nila alam na ideology pala yun. So that is a really common experience, unfortunately, dun sa situation at sa situation sa buhay nila, no? Hindi nila alam na ideology pala yung natututunan nila. And you know, one thing that is unfortunate is we're out of time. So maraming salamat sa mga nag-comment, maraming salamat sa mga nanood. We will try to answer your comments dun sa ating page mismo, no? Ano ang tawag sa egg woke? Aha. By the way, JC Vitasa, thank you for the music. No, napakaganda ng music natin, ng intro and outro music natin.
Lipit.
So, thank you, JC Vitasa. Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I'm Jay Aruga.
And I'm AJ Perez.
Thank you for watching The Sentinel PH.
And together, let us unwoken the Filipino people. God bless. Good night.
Bye.